Hi, everyone. Well, this is Saturday night live on the Lightship. And we'll clear the date today, everyone. So it's the 14th of April, 2018. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels great. And let's bring up the light beam, if you would, on your monitor screen or TV screen or something. And we'll bring peace energy to you. Here we go. So I'll use the word stronger. Stronger. And you feel more peace coming into your room. Stronger. 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 Stronger and stronger. Great. And if you have a situation going on that makes you feel unhappy or something or pain, let's release that. So here we go. Releasing the energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's great. Okay. And I guess we'll just turn it over to Ann. So I know you're all ready to go, Ann. So put you on.
Okay. Hi, Ron, and hello, everyone listening, and welcome. It is Saturday, so it's Saturday night live on the Lightship. That has been Ron Ametron speaking. He is bringing us source energy for us to heal and to remove densities that are unfortunately all around us and keeping us in pain or ill or just stuck in our lives. So if you found Ron in this show, you are really a lucky person. And Ron has a terrific website, creationlightship.com. There's a lot of information on there, a lot of healings, information on how to access the healings. You actually do healings directly through the computer or phone or whatever device you use. And sometimes Ron does live healing calls. And all the information on those and everything Ron does, really, is found on his website. So, and I'm just going to do a few reminders at the start of the show, because later in the show, Ron will actually be bilocating us for physical healings on the Creation Lightship, which is where we were created and where we can be healed. So you'll want to think of one physical issue, whatever is primary for you, to be worked on tonight. Because when we do that, at probably about quarter before the hour, you'll want to make that request out loud or write it down. And also during the show, you can send us room requests, anything of nature that you'd like to experience the pure source energy of. And you can send that to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or on the BBS radio station page, you'll find a link to the Weebly Fast Chat, and you can send a message that way. So back to a couple of announcements, because we focus so much on healings, and Ron does healings on Saturday nights, and I might be too relaxed to make these announcements later. So tomorrow, I'll start with that one, the April 15th, Ron will be doing a six-hour healing call. It starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and you can still register for that on the website and pay to join Ron on that. And even if you wish you could be on it, but you're busy tomorrow, you can still join the call, and you will receive all the healings. You can be a registered absentee. You're welcome to join Ron on that. And then on April 21st, which is a Saturday, Ron is doing a really exciting call, Brain Cell Rejuvenation Healing Session. It's only $20 to be on that call. It'll last about 2 hours. And you're also, encouraged and invited to really come on that one. And then if you're in California or can be in California, April 27th, that Friday and that weekend, the 28th and 29th, Ron will be at an expo live. It's called the New Living Expo in San Mateo, California, which is near San Francisco. And it's an opportunity to meet Ron in person, but also to experience source energy healings in the light chamber that he sets up in his booth. Wow. So that was a lot of talking, but again, everything I just mentioned is on Ron's website. And so you're welcome to check that out. Did I forget anything, Ron?
No, I think you got everything.
I hope it didn't put you to sleep. Did you already know all that?
And then tomorrow on the our 8-hour call, we'll say it'll be a little bit less than that, but you're going to have all your own personal time for healing. Starts at 11 California time, Pacific time, and I'm going to be doing most of that call for the alien hardware. That would be like fiber optic cables around us, through us, and also the mainly the leaky hydraulic hose system I use for controlling us robotically. So, and those hoses have a lot of poison and may have a wonderful remedy and clearing to make yourself feel better as we release these poisons from you and take the hoses away. So that'll be tomorrow, which is Sunday, on that special conference call that we're doing, getting rid of the alien hardware and leaky hoses. So basically, when that fluid leaks, most of the stuff that I've seen, it's just, I won't say there's not other colors, but I see a lot of green, kind of like a pea green color. I guess that's what you'd call it, lime green or something. But it looks kind of like that, and it's kind of like a thick solution. And it goes into, you know, your body, into your mouth. Might be causing gum infections. Could be making your gums bleed. Could be causing maybe varicose veins and stuff. I can't swear to any of this, but maybe we'll get some testimonials or people could, you know, get on and maybe send us something. I did lower your calf energies on our Thursday call. Then last Sunday we did more of that, you know. So anyway, I'm continuing on with it here. Anyway, I guess I'll turn it over to you, Ann. Maybe we'll get some people commenting on how they feel with having this alien poison out of them from the, you know, these hydraulic hoses, tubes that are just kind of leaking and falling apart. So back to you.
Yes, Ron. Well, that's great that you reminded people, because I just want to say that when you do healings, as you know, people often forget that it happened, and even that they feel better because of what you did. A few people wrote in because they had some sensations due to it and were able to recall, oh, yeah, Ron took those things out of us. But now, of course, you're reminding people, and some will say, oh, yeah, I've been feeling differently and walking differently since Ron did that on Thursday. But it is often hard because Ron is putting us back to how we're supposed to be. So it feels very natural. It feels really good, but it also feels natural, and we don't always notice the difference. So, Ron, if it's okay to go to an email now, someone wrote in a very nice testimonial I'd like to share.
Great.
Okay. I want anyone new to be encouraged by my experience with CLS healings. I was a practitioner of several healing modalities and always seeking enlightenment. When I found the CLS website, it has been almost a year, and it has been an amazing journey from darkness into light. At first, the darkness will try to keep you as a good source of food, and I had to use all the alien clearings a lot. The more clearings you have, the more light you can hold, and the better you feel. Don't get discouraged. Keep listening to Ron as much as you can and get all the clearings you can. Ron is a great shepherd to his flock, and if you follow his suggestions as far as possible, you will benefit more than you can imagine. After doing the spirit and death barcode clearings, whole life emotional, mental, cellular mental, fear and anger clearings. I feel better than I could have imagined feeling. Am in peace most of the time. Yes, it got worse before it got better, but I did not give up, and I am so grateful to be here now in the light of source energy that Ron brings us. If you are listening to the show, you are blessed to be here and have the great good fortune and grace to be on the right path into source energy. Thank you, Ron, for all you do for us. I am so grateful.
Yeah, thank you. That's sweet.
Yes, thank you for writing that in. And I agree so much, and I'm sure that many people are saying, yes, that's true. All right. I'll keep going here. Oh, Ron, I was wondering, I know that we have a lot of new listeners, and it, as is always the case when you've done the expos you've just done, and we're just getting more people tuning into BBS, and I thought it would be appropriate for you to just explain a little bit why you clear the date. I don't feel we've talked about that in a while at the start of every show.
Oh, yeah. Well, the date recycles every year for you, and that's one of the major timelines that could corrupt you. Saying it a different way, but just say that some awful event happened on a given date. So everybody's connected to that date, as you know, if they knew about that awful event. What happens is each year that date comes, people can remember that date, and they can take you and pull you into a timeline for that particular day, even if you don't know about it, because you were connected to it once upon a time. And you don't want to have other people's stuff interfering with you. And that's what happens. You end up becoming a slave to that timeline, not even knowing it. So I guess that's the easiest way that I could, you know, mention that. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. And I'm going to guess, you know, I always feel so good when you do that. And I'm going to guess people, especially if they're new, think, oh, why did that feel so good? I don't know why Ron's clearing the date, but I feel better. And Ron also has a clearing on the website that for the days we don't have a show, or if you just know first thing in the morning, oh, this date doesn't feel good. That happened to me recently. The clearing is called the natal barcode, and we have probably thousands of numbers attached to us, and that allows you to clear them off, everything from your license plate number to the dates to your birth date, oh, and your name, all sorts of words. It's a really valuable clearing, and as you run through the many, many, many things, and if you listen to archives, you'll hear a lot of conversations about the different things people have used that clearing for. It's really wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes, that's the natal barcode clearing, and you'll see that on Ron's website. Of course, it's not the first one you want to do. The first one, you whole life clearing you want to do is to clear out your emotional body, Ron always says. And but it wouldn't be a bad one to do kind of early on. It's very powerful. Oh, you can even put another person's name in there if somebody's bothering you. It
yeah.
really helps. Okay, so we have a testimonial here. Thank you so much, Ron, for the removal of toxins in the mouth and alien contraptions. At one point, my mouth was opened and moving and shaking intensely from side to side. My mouth feels more wholesome, though I have a little strange taste in my mouth. I must drink water. So, yes, we know that can happen. And on another, I thought this is worth bringing up. Let me just find it. Okay, now I can't find the email. I'm going to paraphrase. Recently, you suggested that we once again run, if we haven't run it in a while, the 2012 Nano Detox Clearing, which is another clearing on Ron's website. And since we're on the new Earth and things are changing and the aliens have less control, we really want to get this stuff out of our bodies, and we should not have nanoparticles in us. So one person who was running that was experiencing some detox feelings, Ron, and they were wondering if they should just ride it out. Is there anything you suggest?
Just write maybe what you're dealing with, I guess.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Yeah, I found. Yeah, that's essentially it. Okay. They know it's a health type of detox. But anyway, they just wanted to sort of let you know and wonder if you had any suggestions.
Nope, just input in there what you need to have cleared.
Okay, that's great.
I might even do a metal detox tomorrow. On the 8-hour call.
Okay, great.
Probably
okay.
Do that.
And as this listener knows, I mean, there's really nothing to worry about because you're dealing with source energy, and those things are temporary, and anyone who's gone through the healings knows that it usually passes very quickly, and you're very relieved when the healings are working on you, and of course when they're done. Okay, another, I'll keep going on the emails, Ron. Thank you, Ron, for your observations last Saturday on how we can be reborn on timelines if we have a last thought before we die. This ties in with Tibetan Buddhist teachings about your last moment state of mind determining your future life or bardo world in the interlife. They always say meditate only on the clear light and ignore any other colors and beings and visions. But I suspect that light is the light of the darkness and a trap also. I must say, though it is extremely difficult to disconnect from mind and thought, we never know when we will pass or what state of mind we will be in that moment. I hope, though, the spirit barcode removal will ensure one's essential spirit is not reborn on the timelines with the clones of ourselves.
Yeah, I think if you do that clearing, you're good. No, and you want to keep the energy flowing so that you don't have a lot of problems going on. So if you start, a lot of people are in fear and they worry a lot. Okay, so you don't want to get involved with a lot of that, especially if. Somehow you end up dying during a process of something. You want to try to always stay peaceful. I can't say that having a car wreck, you're not going to be, thinking of being in peace. Something really awful happens. But you don't want to go into timelines if you can possibly not go into them by staying peaceful. And I guess another way of saying it, or differently, let's just say that you're in war, in a war situation. So I'll just bring up World War II, for instance. Most people listening were not involved in World War II. But we'll say that you're there, and there's a lot of stuff happening, and you're being shot at. Well, the energy that you're emitting is that you're in fear of maybe losing your life, typically. That's going to draw all that energy to you on your psychic billboard. If you're in peace, it would probably be okay. There was a movie maybe out, I'll say a year and a half ago. I don't know what it was called. I never saw it. But it was out, and I think it was a true story of World War II. A person went to boot camp, and he didn't want to fight or something, and he became maybe a medic or something. Some people out there may have watched it. And I guess he was rescuing soldiers that were shot or wounded or something, and the bullets were flying around, and he was able to not be shot or harmed by doing so. Somebody saw that movie, maybe you could kind of comment on that. I just saw the previews of it, and I thought that was kind of neat. But that's kind of what happens. Well, you know, you want to stay peaceful. You possibly can, and not get on a timeline, because everything here is timelines. Oh, back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Okay, well, interesting that you brought up war. I'd like to read a question and comment from one of our listeners from the UK. Ron has been doing wonderful clearings for the U.S. Civil War and the Indians. Not being American, though, I didn't feel much, but wonder if Ron might clear a similar negative history and tension here in Great Britain between the English and the Irish. I have both ancestries. Also, now is very tense between my country, the U.S., and Russia. Seems like war is close. I wonder if Ron might clear something of that difficult relationship. There seems perhaps a lot of deception and false flag attacks around that, too, as if someone wants war with Russia.
Okay. Well, I'll do a clearing for that. So you want it to, you say Irish and British? Is that
yes.
What it was? Okay,
well,
here we go.
Yeah, the part was the tensions between the English and the Irish.
The English and Irish. Here we go. Let's release that here. Have the count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh dear, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. We'll let that one settle in, and maybe we'll do that one again maybe in maybe 10 minutes, Anne. Back to you.
Okay. Terrific, Ron. And I bet a lot of listeners, even in this country or wherever people are listening from, might have English or Irish blood in them, so they would feel that, just as you said, even if you have just a little Native American blood in you, you might feel the Native American clearings you did.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did, yeah.
Right. Now, the rest of this email, or the part of that about war, that sounds like a job for the time-traveling soldiers to take a look at.
Yeah, let them do that.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure if the person that wrote that from the UK is enlisted or not, but if they are, they can just bring that up, correct, with their group, with whoever they're working with? And any of us can. And, in fact, there might be people anywhere listening that are enlisted with the Russians or the British or the Americans. I'm sure there are. I think that's the best way to handle that part.
Well, to see what their protocol is, so, yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, let me just look at the time here, which, of course, I don't like to do. Okay, we have about 15 minutes before we go to the lightship. Before we go to lightship, I'll remind you, Ron, we'll do a little more work on that clearing. But please feel free to request rooms if you'd like to visit certain rooms on the lightship tonight. They're all great, but it is fun if you have a particular liking of brown bears or seals or a certain kind of tree. There, it's really fun to make those requests. Okay, I'm going to move on. People have been mentioning a lot of chaos these last weeks. I have had a whirlwind of possible scenarios and futures and haven't been able to decide definitely what to do. I have been feeling very anxious also and looping back on old timelines of victimhood. I know what Ron means by his metaphor of your house falling down but being afraid to go outside the walls. I feel I am slowly starting a new life but feel kind of empty and wobbly. I do the mind to heart drop a lot to help stabilize, center, and empower myself more. Thank you, Ron, for your amazing cosmic white wizardry. Blessings.
And if you're having troubles maybe moving, relocating, what you could do is maybe project like a bubble in front of you that will hold your energy. So let's just say that you're afraid to go out of your house or whatever reason that is. So just project, and you feel safe in your house. So just project yourself out like a bubble of your life force energy, maybe just say 3 or 4 steps ahead of you. I'll just say that's 10 feet. And just put it out, you know, 5 to 10 feet ahead of you. And that way you're walking into your own energy field. Otherwise, you're walking into an unknown energy field. And then you have to make that energy field your own. Because as you come into it, then that energy field is yours. So if you project out ahead of you where you're going, then automatically you might be able to, you know, feel better about moving into another energy, you know, field. That makes sense to you because now it's your own, not somebody else's. Back to you, Ann.
That's great.
Why don't you all try that right now?
Okay.
Because you're probably in your house listening. So why don't you project out maybe a couple steps ahead of you with your energy field, and walk into that and continue walking, and maybe it's 2 steps that you're doing. So your 3rd step will be out of your energy field and just see how it feels. Oh, we'll see if we get any comments.
Yeah, very interesting suggestion, Ron.
And you're going to be on the timeline that you're on initially, because you're just projecting, you know, that particular timeline. You're not going into other stuff. You're not going to be typically courted by other people's energies, as you're in your own energy field, and you're comfortable with that. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you. I think everyone really enjoys learning more commands to do and more ways to stay connected to source energy and heart-centered and peaceful. So thank you so much for that. So we got, and this is an interesting suggestion regarding the last email releasing tensions between USA and Russia. There are false information campaigns to demonize Russia and to start a conflict with the USA. Please clear the misinformation timelines to make peace between the two great nations, USA and the Russian Federation. Thank you.
Good.
Their request is for you to clear some of those timelines, Ron. Is that something you can do?
Not at the moment, no. There's too much there to take
on. Okay. And I just wanted to to say something about the time traveling soldiers. Their real mission is to get rid of aliens, right? But they're all working together from all these different countries.
Yeah.
So they should also be able to kind of calm things down on Earth if it's needed, or am I overstepping there?
Oh, well, they could do something if there's aliens in the body of the people, the governments, et cetera. They could probably help with that. But as far as getting involved with political stuff, no, that's not their agenda.
Right. Okay. All righty. So, but thank you, both of those people, because it's definitely good to sort of bring things to Ron's attention on one level, and then, you know, you never know what might work itself out through source energy. Okay, so last night, if you missed last night's show, I really highly recommend listening to it when it comes. I'm not sure if it's been posted yet on the BBS archives, but all of the shows are, if not yet, they will be very soon, and you can re-listen to any of them, and especially the ones where Ron does some sample healings, you'll be able to enjoy those again. And people are asking me to repeat the commands, and someone said, you know, Ron's new commands. That's not really it. I just shared what I say before I go to sleep at night. But I did type it out. If somebody wants that copy, you can send an email to CLS Questions or just listen to the archive of last night again. And you did a wonderful review of some money processes, Ron, that you have taught in the past, but you talked about it really nicely last night, and someone sent in a testimonial. Money clearing testimonial. My needs are now met, and I no longer experience a lack of money. I have come to the realization that money needs me to help it circulate. Thanks for the great clearings.
Great.
And another person wrote in. Let me just find it. See, I read it before the show. They essentially said they made a mistake. You talked about liking and respecting money. And this person wrote in that at one time in the past, they tore up some money and now are experiencing poverty. So they're sorry that they did that.
You don't want to hang on to it, though, you know?
Right.
Trying to think what to say here. You don't want, you know, what you did in the past is one thing. Oh, that's the way it goes. And I just know that if you feel like, you know, that's holding you back, or like maybe you did a spell upon yourself or something, the way it's sounding to me, by all means, you know, put yourself in for Dark Side Practitioner and get off of that. Because there's no reason that you would want to curse yourself. That's the way I'm kind of looking at it here, as the way, you know, as it's coming through with somebody talking about it. So I just get off that, kind of get rid of the timeline, and you want to do a clearing on yourself to release yourself from that burden of what you brought yourself into.
Okay, yes, great suggestion, Ron. And you've said that before, that we can put our own name into the Dark Arts Practitioner just for that reason, or curses, hexes, and spells, I guess we could do too, if in the past we've cursed ourselves.
Yes, uh-huh.
Wow, yeah, that's a really good idea. Okay, so a listener has a question about a healing. I think we have a little time to go over it before we go back to that clearing and then to the lightship. I was listening to this past Monday's BBS show, April 9th, and heard about the skin auric clearing for the first time. It was also mentioned within the topic of timeline crashing. Would you explain what that's all about? It sounds like a good clearing to do. I'd like some info, please. Have a good evening. So thank you for that question. And it is separate from the timeline crashing, but I can understand if you have an issue that your timeline crashing, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, whatever, it's a wonderful, very powerful healing, and it would be, that's how I use it. Like if something's going on, I always also run it through the skin auric field clearing. So it is a requirement that you have done some of the basic whole life clearings, the emotional body, the mental body, the fear body, and that might be all, but minimally those three. And then you cannot go on the website and buy this clearing. It costs $200, and that's a lifetime. You don't have to pay extra or anything. It's $200 flat for lifetime use. So you send Ron your receipt for the $200, and then he will send you the codes to get into the clearing and put on the, now, for instance, this person that wrote in, I know from a lot of past emails they've sent in that they have done quite a few healings, so they certainly can use this. But I thought I'd go over a couple of things about it. It has 14 parts to it. And you can clear things like body parts, some of which are listed, but you can write in more body parts, or you can even, it has a part, some options are front side, back side, left side, right side, or you can write in any body part if it's not listed. Then some of the other things you can clear, relationships and courtings with others, relationships and courtings with objects and things, addictions and patterns is one, dislikes, judgments, and racism, sexuality, talking, hearing, smelling, time, which is so interesting. I looked at this right before the show, and I thought, time, how interesting. Thoughts, vision, watching, seeing. I have used it multiple times for movies. If I watch a movie and I have a dream about it or it was upsetting to me in some way, I always run it through the skin auric. Then energy imitating a person, energy imitating an object, and, of course, custom input. And then, so you choose what it is you're wanting to clear, put your name in, of course. And then, I don't know if I want to, it's a long list of things, removal of skin connection points, pore connection points, bodily fluid connection points, removal of programs, removal of backup programs, removal of orbs, alien parasites, alien implants, entities, internal tunnels, insides and skin, and muscle memory was actually inadvertently left off the list. So you need to add that in as a custom input, muscle memory. And then the last one is so nice, comforting, soothing energy from the light beings. And the default on this clearing is 15 minutes per section, which is short, but because there's so many options, I always do that. And then I'll sometimes go back and put on, say, removal of programs and run that all night, and then removal of backup programs the whole next day. And also, wherever I am on the list, I'll just stop it. And if it's bedtime, I put on the comforting, soothing energy from the light beings. So I can't recommend it enough. I hope that's kind of clear. And sorry I talk so much, but and I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful clearing. So let me just check.
Okay, I need to do that, the clearing again for the...
Irish and English.
So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Great. Okay, so let's go to the light ship. We'll wait about maybe 5 minutes, and then we'll see if we have any other testimonials coming through. Maybe somebody will mention one about what we just got through clearing.
Okay, great. So the person that had the question about the auric skin clearing wrote, thank you so much for that explanation. Awesome. So good. I'm so glad they were on listening to the show tonight. And last chance to send in any room requests for the light ship. Oh, and a reminder that you must request your healing. So have a physical healing ready to say or write it down. Because just imagine you're in front of the most powerful doctors, but they'll just look at you if you don't communicate with them. That's how I always think of it. So you don't want to just sit and miss this lovely opportunity that Ron gives us. Okay. So a quick question came in, Ron, that we could answer, I guess, before we go to the light ship. Post-alien world, now that the aliens are mostly terminated, are people who do drugs and get high and drunk still run the risk of being controlled by aliens when intoxicated? Are entities mainly responsible for affecting people who are high? And can all entities be terminated just like the aliens were? You're the best. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm not hunting down entities. I'm just releasing aliens.
Many.
Are here, so I can't speak for that. Up to people to do the clearing, to get rid of that life form. It was created by the Earth Spirit, so it's up to you to take control of your life or someone else's life even. To do an entity clearing for somebody else. I know lots of people do that. But somebody who is under the influence, the way is ever going to want to do that clearing because the entities inside of them won't want to leave their host. So it's up to you to help somebody. Oh.
I know I asked you a long time ago, Ron, with all the people doing entity clearings, are we making any headway? And you said, well, people keep dying. So,
dying, yeah.
Our emotional bodies floating around.
Yep. Oh. Can do one more question and then we'll
all righty, let's see here. Okay, got a couple in, but they're room requests. Thank you, people. Okay, manifesting stuff. Oddly, I needed some microfiber towels for the house and hadn't gotten them yet. Went down to the lake this morning for my morning walk, and there sitting on the shoreline was a frozen but new, unopened, extra-large package of 36 plush microfiber towels. Okay, that's funny. Thank you, Ron, for making manifesting so easy.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty unusual.
Yes, it is.
And nice. And did that one. Oh, someone, this is interesting. It's a little like, just by this is a weird thing, and I think they sent this in for last night, but I didn't get to it. Just by hearing about the person yawning while learning to trade on the computer, I started yawning. So they're talking about like a, you know, contagious thing almost with the yawning.
Yeah, sounds like it, uh-huh.
So is that kind of a mind matrix-y thing that isn't
possible, yes,
good?
Uh-huh.
So we should kind of try to avoid that, huh?
Yeah.
Or notice, like, ooh, am I in my body? Because why did I let another person's yawn affect my energy, right?
Correct, uh-huh.
Yeah, I never really thought of that before. Thank you very much, listener, for sending that in.
Okay, let's go to the Lightship, everybody. And so this only works live during our Sunday night here, I mean Saturday night. And here we go. Bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're on the Lightship now, so what we're going to be doing is going into special rooms. So let me see what kind of rooms we have here. I think we can probably go into the room with the seals. But here we go. The seal room, request for healing. If you're on an archive right now, I'm sorry, you can't go to the Lightship. You need to be here live, but you will feel peace energy. I have to connect to you energetically to do this. So here we go. Heal energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Then we have the pink salt cave. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into the green mud hot tub room. Oh, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we can go into the holding magnet room for pain release. So here we go. You want to put your hand on a location that you have pain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And naturally, we have bears we want to see. So here comes the bears, your choice of what type of bear. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got elephants, and here they come. Rest your healing again. Maybe do it every 15 seconds. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we've got some pine trees, and we'll get some redwood trees, too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And how about cedar trees? So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And, boy, hang on a second. Let's go into the room that has a bunch of chickens, roosters. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And have a little vacation here. Go to a place with the palm trees and sunny beaches. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into one other room here. And it looks like we'll go on to where they have a lot of cows and cattle. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll come back from the Lightship. And we're coming back down, bringing your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. And I'll count to 5 as you come back down here. And you're going to be back here. And right now you're bilocated. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Ron. That was so very relaxing. We all appreciate that very much.
Oh, very nice. Yes.
Okay. Let me go back into our inbox here. Okay, the person that wrote in earlier about, and maybe we could kind of tuck this away for another time, Ron, if you don't want to do this tonight. But they are saying, could we get a USA-Russia clearing just like we had with Ireland and Great Britain?
Okay, these are for the people maybe having conflicts. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think I did 60. I'm not sure. But I'll do 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes, 100. So there we go. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, great. So I just want to also tell people that Ron has a YouTube channel, and it's the name of that channel is Ron Amatron. So if you haven't checked that out yet, there are hours and hours of Ron at expos, mostly, where he was giving some live talks, and those were recorded, and it's really terrific. I don't know, did your UFO panel, the newer one, Ron, get posted to your YouTube channel yet?
I believe the second half did, yes. So that's
strictly
the audio.
Wonderful. There's something brand new, and so even if you've been on there, and I just want to say that you really get a lot of information and energy and healings when you listen to the BBS radio archives and when you go to Ron's YouTube. And Ron actually does 4 live shows on BBS and runs 2 that are older shows from 2013. And those are wonderful if you're new. And those are on Thursday and Sunday. You can get all the information on the BBS radio station page. And that's just something I really suggest if you're listening and feeling like a little lost or confused or don't know where to start. That's a great thing to do, as well as to go on to the Weebly, where you go to the fast chat to send a message. At the top are like a lot of links to a lot of information that Ron has shared on the shows that we co-hosts try to put things over there to answer some of the many questions or some of the questions we get multiple questions about to try to make it easier for people. Okay, so let's see. We don't have anything else new yet, except one thing, a person commenting, I don't want to get too into this because it's very mental, but noticing about the dark side doing copy and pasting, sort of changing the history, Ron, that you've talked about that in the past, that something that everybody knows or feels is true anyway is all of a sudden being changed. Like you feel like, oh, they're gaslighting me. They've done some kind of weird copy and paste. Do you remember explaining that to us?
Not exactly, no, but that happens.
Right, yeah. So this person, heard something about, something being changed in our history about our First Amendment, and then it's backed up on the Internet, and they're just, like, changing how things are supposed to be. And, okay. And I thought, let me just go into our testimonials, if I can just find them, about the brain call, brain partition, that's right. Okay. I want to read some of the testimonials that we've gotten in the past from the brain rejuvenation call, which another one of is coming up on Saturday the 21st. What a fantastic call today. I felt a lot of work going on and fell asleep for a while. I woke when Ron was putting us in light source energy. It was very relaxing. Thanks so much, Ron.
Right,
and
yeah.
Another, I felt work being done on my brain, and the result is feeling stronger. My thoughts seem to be more that just a knowing without mind energies. Regarding the shackle clamp removals, I had ridges on the right and left sides of my head. I put my hands there and felt the ridges disappear. The shape of my head is different, smooth all around, and feels great. With the partition work, I know there will be more results. I had my head split open at age 9 and felt the scar there slowly disappearing. It has also improved my eyesight. Thank you so much, Ron, for all this healing work. They were all miracles. So again, this is the third one of the four planned brain rejuvenation calls. So another testimonial. Lots of head movement, crackle, snap. Breathing is deeper and a deep awareness of head area and brain. Feel the energy in my feet. They tingle.
Very good.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment or maybe ask you, Ron, to comment more about the one person saying the mind, you know, not having that mind energy anymore. And the focus of this call is to make our physical brain more healthy, but make sure we're disconnected from so-called mind energy. Can you address that a little bit?
Boy. You know, I guess the way to get out of the mind energy, you know, that's probably the remedy that you want to talk about. Do the mind a heart drop instantly or be here now. You don't want to be connected to mind energy. That will take you into anything that deals with timelines. That's all in mind energy. I don't know what else to add. Do you have anything else to add to that, Ann?
No, just that, you know, I think it's so valuable to be aware of what do you really need to think about that comes from your physical brain and what is mind that is most likely outside of you and something you don't need at all. And I just find it very, very clarifying. And then the work you've been doing with our brains and we'll do again on Saturday helps make this so much easier. All right, so we have a few more minutes. Ron, shall I go on reading emails, or would you like to do a sample or talk about something else?
Let's just do the email. That's fine.
Okay, I'm going to keep doing some emails about the brain call. The brain call was one of the most powerful calls I've attended. My brain feels minty fresh. And I have 3 times more energy. I hope we can do it again soon. Thank you for making our lives so much better. Well, then that's good. This person is getting their wish. It's a pretty amazing call, Ron, for only $20. So it's really wonderful and generous of you. Someone else wrote, a lot of cement had to be blown out of my brain partition. My brain feels perkier, if that's possible. Thank you.
Great.
And I am coughing and yawning. I didn't react this much on the other brain call. Thank you. So there's an example of people knowing their reaction is a good thing. They're releasing something. So if you have a physical reaction, you kind of are almost happy to have it.
Yes,
and someone else wrote, I wish to thank Ron hugely. I've been feeling it very potently in the mind, just a major boost and increase in mental clarity, reinforcing the mental clearing. I can only describe as astonishing. My mind is like a laser, and its thought economy, elegant and lucid and precise, much of the time. Communication, written and spoken, flows easier. I have more courage to speak truth from the heart. I had an interview for a job as I am now unemployed due to an illness and seemed to know exactly what to say. I wrote one of my best poems and also a no-holds-barred letter to friends, finally trying to persuade them to at least take a look at Ron's healings seriously, like an urgent clarion call as my brother's keeper, and to make me feel better as they are all suffering, yet mostly have ignored Ron despite all my sharings about his impact on my life. Now I've done most all I can. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I do one more testimonial, I guess, if we have something there.
We do. Well, I just opened a long one, but let me read a bit of it. So grateful for your gift of healing for the brain rejuvenation. It was so powerful that if I could only be awake and aware until you started, as if I could only be awake and aware until you started clearing the partition four in our brain. At that point, I woke up in the morning 6 hours later. That's another thing that happens often, by the way. People fall asleep, and that's fine. You'll still get the energy. There were two very interesting instances to share. While still awake, that image came into my awareness. My brain was like a grayish-bluish sponge while the force was working on it. The black, shiny goo started pouring out while bubbling on the surface of my brain. Then it was just cleared and disappeared, leaving my bluish brain clean. Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
So this person really has sight and really saw what was going on, Ron, which a lot of people are lucky to have that or maybe not. sometimes you probably see some things you wish you didn't. And then the second instance, or almost simultaneously, was similar. The structure of my brain, while a starfish kind of silver color, was squeezed out slowly and gently. I can feel and see the silver tentacles with dark red and black stripes throughout, with many micro spikes on the bottom clinging to the brain surface, and it was just removed gently like magic. That is so interesting. Wow, I don't think I had heard this email before, so thank you so much. Truly amazing experience that I would recommend to every human on this planet, as we have been so infested with alien parasites that as I do more and more of Ron's clearings, I feel it, how deceptive this process was and how deviously dark it was till now. Thank you, Ron.
Right.
Okay, that was very nice, and that's it. So, of course, we look forward to hearing from people. And it's time to say goodbye and do the Mind to Heart Drop, Ron. Thank you so much.
So here we go, everybody. So Mind to Heart Drop, to command your spirit out loud. Here we go. And I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and keep me real. And here we go. Oh, and make me real, because you want to be made real. Well, let's use that term instead. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. And hope you had a wonderful healing on the light ship tonight. And thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank you, listeners. Well, bye, everyone, and hope to have you on the call tomorrow. 11 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everyone.